Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Tuesday's City Council meeting. Knoxville City Council met in regular session on Tuesday because of the Labor Day holiday, and they changed some language in the zoning code that I think just kind of more clearly defines what's in the zoning code. Tell us a little bit about what was changed.
Well, a couple of definitions were added. These would relate to the rezoning process. This is something that the city currently does already do. So these are just really some cleanups that will help clarify things, especially from a staff standpoint. Sometimes when there's gray area, that doesn't suit us well, and it doesn't help us to serve the residents as well either. So sometimes things do need to be called out in black and white. So that's really what we have, is some cleanup there. Specifically, we took a look at corner lots. And so in Knoxville, we have our residential code essentially broken into four parts with different degrees of density. And so R1 would be the least dense, and R4 is the most dense, and it's specifically designated for mobile home parks. Well, R3 is our multifamily designation. And so in corner lots, we made some changes to R1 and R2, and then we didn't follow through and do those for R3. So last night was cleaning that up as well to make that consistent with R3. Really, it allows residents more flexibility in development on those corner lots, giving them more flexibility on how close they can build. Our code calls a corner lot to have two front yards, both sides of the structure that face the street. And so we've given more wiggle room, I'll call it, for the side that isn't your traditional front of the house.
Another decision finally came to a close after several meetings of the animal control city ordinance concerning dogs and cats, and Chief Lasada can go a little bit more in depth when we talk with him, but just describe the process that Knoxville residents will go through if the police picks up their dog or cat.
Yeah, so historically, the way that this was handled, every time that we as a city pick up an animal and take it to the Humane Society, we incur a charge. And so the idea has always been that the owner of the pet pay that back and reimburse the city, and we make that payment to Marion County Humane Society. And so the idea has always been that people would reimburse the city for that charge, and then if there are any additional fees to pay to the Humane Society, that they make it right with them. What has ended up happening is people go to the Humane Society, pay the money that is owed to the Humane Society, and then they take their pet. And so the city is oftentimes left out of that equation. The changes last night for both dogs and cats make it so that that pet is not free to go home with its owner until everyone is made whole, including the city. And so that's really the biggest change. And so those fees can be paid at the Knoxville Police Department. They can also be paid at the Humane Society. It's something that was supposed to be happening all along. It just hasn't been. And so we've change the code and tighten the language there again to have people paying all the parties involved and making sure that everyone is made whole, and especially the Humane Society. These are the folks who rely on those funds to maintain their operations. So the city is not actually making any money off this. We're essentially passing through a cost that comes from the Humane Society to the folks whose pets have been at large.
Another thing brought up was City Hall staff hours. 6 months ago, City Hall made the change to go to open 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, with Friday City Hall not being open. How well do you think these last 6 months have gone with the change, and what feedback have you received from Knoxville residents, if any?
You know, there hasn't actually been a lot of direct feedback to me. I'm sure there were people in, especially those first months, we did start this back in April, who didn't know about the change. We tried to advertise it. We actually spent a whole month, the whole month of March, advertising this change. The intent here being that we know there are a lot of folks who work outside of the community of Knoxville, and it can be difficult to get to City Hall when we're only open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., which are our old Monday through Friday hours. So the idea is to open at 7 a.m. and stay open till 6 p.m. so that people can come in before or after their traditional working shift, trying to give people flexibility. I think at first we didn't notice a whole lot of change. I think we are starting to notice more and more people using those early and late hours. The other thing is a staff that we wanted council to know is that Fridays historically have been very slow for us, very little foot traffic, very little telephone traffic. And so we didn't feel like it would be a huge sacrifice to the community just based on our own historic experience. Fridays tend to be very slow. And so for the last 6 months, again, I haven't heard a lot of feedback. And a lot of times in my world, no news really is good news. That if I'm not hearing complaints, that typically means people are okay with things.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.